Strange, Singh thought briefly, how some words remained in use long after they had lost their original context. Ignition dated back at least a century to the era of chemical rockets. There was no way that the jet that powered Atlas, or any other deep space vessel, could burn. It was pure hydrogen, and even had there been any oxygen present, it would have been far too hot for the low-temperature phenomenon of mere combustion. Any water molecules would have been instantly ripped back to their component atoms. More figures appeared, some constant, others changing very slowly. Most prominently displayed was the acceleration produced by the Atlas jet in this phantom world, mere microgravities, upon a mass the size of Kali. And here were the vital deltas, the barely measurable changes now being made to the asteroid's velocity and position. The days flickered past. The numbers steadily increased. Mercury had moved halfway around the sun, but Kali still showed no visible sign of deviation from its natural orbit. Only the increasing deltas proved that it was stirring sluggishly from its ancient path. "Zoom 5 times," Singh ordered as Kali passed Mars. The outer planets vanished as the image expanded, but the effect of Atlas's days of continuous thrusting was still undetectable. "Burnout," said David abruptly, yet another word from the infancy of astronautics. The figures that had recorded thrust and acceleration dropped instantly to zero. Kali was once more being whirled around the sun by gravity alone. "Zoom 10, reduce time compression to 1,000. Now only Earth, Moon, and Kali occupied Singh's field of consciousness. On this expanded scale, the asteroid seemed to be moving not along an ellipse, but an almost straight line, and it was a line that did not point toward Earth. Singh knew better than to take any hope from that. Kali had yet to pass the moon, and, like a treacherous friend betraying her old companion, she would give Kali's orbit its last murderous twist. Now, in this final stage of the encounter, each second represented 3 minutes of real time. Kali's path was bending visibly in the moon's gravitational field, bending toward Earth. But the effect of Atlas's efforts, though they had ceased weeks earlier, was also apparent. The simulation displayed 2 orbits, the original one and the one produced by human intervention. "Zoom 10, time compression 100. Now 1 second equaled almost 2 minutes, and Earth filled Singh's field of consciousness. But the tiny skull icon had remained the same size. On this scale, Kali was still too small to show a visible disk. The virtual Earth looked incredibly real, heartbreakingly beautiful. Impossible to believe it was merely a construct of superbly organized megabytes. Down there, if only in David's memory, was the glistening white cap of the Antarctic, the continent of Australia, the New Zealand Islands, the coast of China. But dominating all was the deep blue of the Pacific. Only 20 generations ago it had been as great a challenge to mankind as were the gulfs of space today. "Zoom 10, keep tracking Kali." The blue curve of horizon was misty with atmosphere, merging imperceptibly into utter blackness. Kali was still dropping toward it, drawn downward and also accelerated by the Earth's gravitational field, almost as if the planet were abetting its own suicide. "Closest approach in 1 minute." Singh focused his attention on the numbers still flickering at the edge of vision. The message they carried was more precise, though less dramatic, than that given by the simulated image. The all-important one, Kali's distance from the Earth's surface, was still decreasing. But the rate of decrease was itself decreasing. It was taking longer and longer for Kali to cover each new kilometer earthward. And then the figure stabilized. 523, 523, 522, 522, 522, 523, 523, 524, 524, 525. Singh allowed himself the luxury of breath. Kali had made its closest approach and was drawing away. Atlas could do the job. Now it only remained to match the real world with the virtual one.